Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
All right, so of course we have been speaking quite a lot about the floods yesterday, the storm. Absolutely frightening. You've sent us your photos. I don't recall ever seeing anything like this, but I think we always say that. You know, I know that I always say, I don't remember it being this hot in summer. I don't remember it being this cold in winter. We don't remember a lot of things, apparently. But I really, really don't remember a storm like that. Simon Gehr, he's a well-known climatologist. He joins us this morning. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning. Very, very well, thanks. It was quite exciting yesterday, wasn't it?
Yeah, it really was actually incredible. So I was in Melrose Arch, safely ensconced in an office where I could look out and just watch this storm with awe. So I didn't have that sort of fear. I wasn't driving anywhere. I wasn't vulnerable. But it really, the power was absolutely unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty cool. I was actually just driving back from Pretoria, so I could see it happening on the horizon, but didn't actually get to experience any of it. But all of those footages of the Wanderers Stadium and the Wanderers Golf Club all under a layer of hail was very, very cool indeed.
So how unusual is that?
I mean, it's unusual, but not. Should I say it's rare, but not unusual. I would say so. You know, we've all experienced big thunderstorms in Joburg. We've all got pictures of our gardens covered in hail at some point. And so you do get these big storms building every now and again. What we're seeing is the period in the season where we're most likely to have big thunderstorms and a season which is forecast to give us more thunderstorms than normal. So, you know, it's a combination of those factors. Is what's resulting in all of the rain at the moment.
So, are we? Is this a season that we we're expecting these extra storms?
Yeah. So I speak regularly about the El Niño La Niña cycle, which is to do with changes in sea surface temperature. And when it's El Niño, that's when we get the pretty dark conditions over the summer rainfall region. And this season is a La Niña season. The opposite of El Niño. So that is a season where we typically have much higher than normal rainfall over the eastern half of South Africa. And that's been in place for quite a while now, has the La Niña cycle, and it's deepened over the first couple of months of the summer season, and it's said to be with us right the way through at least into January. So we are going to expect a fairly wet December on the back of what has been a very, very wet November.
Yeah, so this is likely to continue for the whole season?
Yeah. I mean, if you look at the... I've been looking at the seven-day forecast for Joburg because I've got two consecutive cricket weeks coming up this weekend and all of next week. And it is forecast to be at least 30% chance of rain every hour. Between now and the middle of December. It's lovely weather. I mean, this is exactly the sort of weather that Joburg just absolutely loves. But if you do have something like weddings or cricket matches, it's not ideal.
And how dangerous is this? I mean, I know you say higher than average rainfall, but are we likely to see storms like that?
I mean, that was an unusual storm. It was a big storm, so I don't think we're going to get one of those at 4 o'clock every afternoon. But I think the important thing to realize is that the ground is absolutely sodden now. So it doesn't take a lot of rain to get a flood. And so, you know, if you are in any way exposed to flooding, you know, you've got a low-lying garden or you've got some access roads that you have to use quite often that goes over one of the sprays, you need to be aware that any of these big thunderstorms is going to raise the level of the rivers straight away. It's not going to take much rain to get flooding going again.
Right. Can I just ask you to get technical for a moment? What results... And even if I don't understand it, we have some very smart listeners. What results in a storm of that ferocity taking place? And what needs to happen in order for that to occur?
Yeah, so there's a couple of things in place. Firstly, there's a lot of moisture in circulation over the eastern part of the country.
So we've
got that going on. We're in that time of the year where the macroclimate patterns are set up for our summer rainfall. So we've got the intertropical convergence zone, which is the low pressure that lies right around the globe. That's down over us at this time of year. So you get troughs forming in that ITCZ, that intertropical convergence zone, and that causes rainfall over the northeastern part of the country. In addition to that, we had a cold front move past south of the country yesterday. And so that's another little low pressure system, which just adds to the amount of moisture that's getting sucked in over the east. And with that, you get lots of uplift because the whole area is now under quite significant low pressure. And so you get the capacity for really big thunderstorms to do better. So it's a combination of a La Nina season where the general pattern is better for rain, plus the fact that it is right in the high rainfall period of our summer season. You know, this, middle December to middle January is where we get most of our rain.
Right.
So all of those things together mean that this is absolutely perfect time for thunderstorms.
Right, and now completely self-serving and selfish question. If one happens maybe to be going down to the whole Plettenberg Bay area, what can we expect this type, or not this type of storm, but additional rainfall there as well?
No, Plett is in the winter rainfall region. It's sort of on the cut between the two. So in fact, just having a look at the forecast, you can see there is at least a possibility of rain on like Saturday and Sunday for Plett.
Right.
In fact, I see there's fairly steady chance of rain all the way through from Friday through the weekend. But it's not likely to have the big high thought thunderstorms that we have. You know, it's quite a long way south, so they get their rain slightly different from what we're getting there.
Absolutely fantastic. All right, the weekend not so great, but after that it seems it'll be settling down. Simon Gere, thank you as always. Simon is a climatologist. We were talking to him about the recent thunderstorms that are hitting Gauteng and the likelihood of experiencing more rains like this in the near future. And it would seem as though we are going to expect a lot of heavy rain all the way through perhaps until January. It doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be storms of that magnitude, but indeed it is. There is a chance. It is 8:59. Good morning.